Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just zipping through some Instagram updates from yesterday. Josh, what was that burrito?
Oh,
what was that burrito I saw?
It was from the Morrison Inn, and it was the sizzling red sauce burrito there. And so it comes out It comes out on a skillet, like if you get the fajitas. One of the best burritos I've ever had in my life.
You were down in my neck of the woods.
I was. It was fun.
That's in Morrison.
It was. It was the Morrison Inn. And yeah.
Aptly named.
After I went or finished work, I was like, hey, I got nothing really going on today. So I surprised my girlfriend with a little trip. And I mean, it was just a little tiny trip up to Evergreen. But I said, hey, you know what? I'm not doing anything the rest of the day. Get dressed in like some comfy clothes. We'll come get you, pick you up, and then take you out for a little hike thing. And she got so excited. Oh, so we went to Evergreen, did a little walk around the lake. She loves, like, those, you know, easy walk. I mean, it's, you know, hike.
Well, with that limp and everything that she has.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
with that fake leg.
Makes it easier with the cane.
Yeah.
She's not that old. Come on now. But, yeah, so we went to Evergreen, walked around for
a
little bit.
I love Evergreen Lake.
It's beautiful. I had not been up there in a while, and I was bummed. They're doing some renovations to the actual like lake house, and so we weren't able to go in there. But the lake itself is beautiful. We went along the golf course as well, which obviously for me I love. And then after that, we took the little winding road back down into Morrison, and we stayed in Morrison for a couple hours. I mean, I had not been in like Old Town Morrison in years, and so
I love little Old Town. We've always wanted to eat at that cow place. It's the...
That's where we were going to
go. The cow eatery or
it's
whatever
the
it's
cow
called.
Eatery. Is that's it what cow? It's called.
We've never been there to go to breakfast. I hear their breakfasts are banging.
So I saw their menu. They have like a menu posted on like a bulletin board outside, and they have like burgers and everything for lunch. And I was like, I really want to go here. And then she saw the Morrison Inn, and she was like, I kind of feel like Mexican food. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we went there. One of the best decisions. I mean, their margarita, it's like world famous. Their Red Rocks margarita. That's
I was
what
wondering.
Called.
I think it's that one of those places where they only serve you two of them or something like
Ooh,
that. Maybe
it's like that.
Yeah,
huh?
I don't. Maybe
we,
that. Maybe I could
we
be
only
wrong.
Had one. We just wanted to taste it because we were like, well, world famous. We have to try it.
Yeah.
And then we had their appetizers. Their chips and salsa. It truly is one of the best chips and salsas I've ever had in my life. They are the ones that make the chips from their tortillas, so everything is homemade
Yummy.
There. And then the burritos again, amazing. They were unbelievable.
I like this. I like this a lot.
And then
I
they
like
had fried ice cream.
Oh Lord!
And we wanted to try it.
Forget
and
about it.
We were
so
we
much
were,
for that walk, huh?
Oh, dude, we destroyed it. I mean, we walked for like an hour and a half up in Evergreen and completely destroyed that walk anyway because of the food that we ate afterwards. And then we all topped it off. We topped the day off. She had to get a few things, so we did end up going to Costco after everything, and we topped it all off with some Costco ice cream and a hot dog. So
holy crap, man.
Dude, we
this
ate.
This is like one of my days.
I know. I literally, Katie, you came
I got
up,
nothing going on today. Let's just eat everything we possibly
you
can.
You came up multiple times because of how much I ate yesterday. I was like, I feel like I'm Katie right now. Like, I am putting it away.
You should have started. I think there's a Bojo's up in Evergreen. That's where you should have started and then made your way back.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I love that little Evergreen Lake area. That is where I first saw Knick Knack in her wedding dress. There was a little spa place up there or whatever where they got ready, I believe. I don't remember. It was years ago. But yeah, that's where I met. It was me and my best man in the parking lot up there. And we did the whole thing where I turned around so I couldn't see her. Then she came up behind me and it was right there by Evergreen Lake. So very fond memories up there.
I didn't know that.
Like, I could just imagine you seeing her for the first time and a little tear rolling down your face.
Yeah, I teared up for sure.
Well,
and then you put your finger in her ear and gave her a wet willy, and then you kissed her.
It wasn't her ear.
Okay. I think there is a spa up there, though. It's right on, like, the right side of Evergreen Lake.
It was a couple decades ago. But,
that's adorable,
That's cute, though.
Yeah. Really
and then
sweet.
Your little drive back, that back way in Kittredge? Did you
oh
go
my
through
gosh.
Kittredge? Yeah.
Yes.
That's where we had our rehearsal dinner. There was a little steak place. I think it might have closed down, but it was called Black Hat Cattle Company. And it was just steak place. Really, really good. And that's where we had our rehearsal dinner.
So we took that little back road. So we went up. I wanted to do like a
road.
Full circle. So we went up when I took her. I took her the I-70 way.
Yeah.
And then there's always that little, like we call it the postcard picture where you come over the hill and you see all the mountain range. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do that. And then so we get to Evergreen. And then, we take the back way. Jeremy, there was probably 17 different areas of stoppage places that we're like, okay, we need to check off here. We want to stop here, and then we want to go
on
hiking
that back
here.
Way?
On the back way.
Yeah, the back way's a lot.
Every single place we were like, we want to hike here. We saw like there was this little black bear hiking trail that we saw that we wanted to go out. And then I wanted to ask you, I don't know, there's a Lariat Lodge in Kittredge.
Same people.
So that's the same people.
It's in Evergreen.
Or is it right at the very end, tail end of Evergreen?
It's up there. Yeah, same people that own the one down in Littleton.
So that's like... It looked, at least from the road, like you have to hike
same
up there.
Same place. Great beers.
We wanted to go there so bad, and I truly couldn't find the road to get up there. So I was like,
no.
Oh, we got to make our way up there again.
Yeah, I
believe
that's
place.
The original, and then they opened up the second one in Littleton.
Okay, so, I saw that, and I was like, I wonder if that's
great
the same
restaurant.
People.
God, we're just throwing out restaurant recommendations.
I know.
Really good restaurant, really good beers. But yeah, I love that little back way from Evergreen back down into Morrison. When I had my Corvette, as you drove it yesterday, mm-hmm. those roads are like perfect sports car roads.
Yeah.
You can just...
I was passed, actually, by a group of probably 15 Audis
there
that
you
were
go.
Going up and down.
Fast and furious.
I'm in my truck, so I'm taking my time. And these guys, so they had the little dotted line, and I hear... and they all fly past me.
You're like, Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
What? Is there a heist going on?
Turn to the left.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You were out and about last night having some fun, Katie.
I sure was. I got to see the new Michael Jackson movie, and it is awesome. You need to spend your money on it. You need to see this flick. It blew my mind. It's probably one of the best movies I've seen in quite a while. But, you know, Jafar Jackson, who is Jermaine's son, Jafar, part of the Jackson clan, part of the lineage, right? He plays Michael Jackson in the movie. And I found out, like, his coming to get that part is kind of funny, actually, because the producers of that movie, they were tapped into him because he, you know, performs and was semi-famous before this movie. So they knew of him, but when they were like, hey, we want you to try out for this part, the producers met with him and they were like, he was so in character of Michael that we had to tell him, hey, Jafar, we don't need you to act like Michael.
Hey, what
right
are you
now
talking about?
Exactly, like, just be yourself. And the funny thing is, he was being himself. He really just sounds like Michael. And if you listen to the Jackson family, Janet, LaToya, Jermaine, Tito, Michael, were all very soft-spoken. They sound very similar, and so he kind of leans into that. But it is not just a sound. I'm telling you, there were so many moments in this movie where I was so just transfixed. I was so into it. I forgot it wasn't Michael. I had to remind myself that this was an actor playing Michael, because we're talking down to the neck pop. He was hitting it. Like, he looks just like him. And my mouth was agape. It was open so much just watching this movie. Like, I can't believe this is him. I can't believe he's this spot on, because it looked just like Michael.
That's good that
it was
good
crazy.
Because there were so many different talks about how they had to redo so much of the movie that I was kind of worried that I was like, they're going to mess it up, essentially.
Exactly. Like, they had to do so many
and they didn't
retakes.
Do that.
And that's the thing, because this is a two-part movie. I didn't
realize that,
I guess, until I was in there. But the first part, perfect. So this is just the first part of the movie, and a lot of what we heard, because I know sexual assault, the alleged, all that stuff that happened, they had to cut it out just because of something that happened with the alleged victim, and something that they agreed with him. So the fact that they didn't have that in there, I don't know if that was part of the first movie or the second one. But something else, Joe Jackson, the actor who played Joe Jackson, he famously had a very light eye color, hazel green Joe Jackson. And so they had to go throughout the movie and replace his eye color throughout the whole thing. It cost him $1 million to do that. But it is, again,
why didn't they just put contacts
perfect.
In him?
Well, I don't know. I think that because they really wanted to get it right. And so they made
detail.
Well, because I immediately after the movie, I'm like, how much of that was AI? Because now we can't trust anything, right? And so I was like, did they use computers to make him act so perfect like Michael Jackson? And no, one of the only things I could find out was the eye color was the thing that they changed, and it cost him $1 million. But the music, Jafar hits every note. They have so many times where they're just doing like a studio session, so they have the isolated vocals of Jafar performing. You will blow your mind. He's doing all the little ha-pa-cha, ha-cha. Like, he's doing all
the ad-libs.
It is so mind-blowing. You have to see it. And really, again, the overall feeling of this movie, I can't tell you how many times I got goosebumps. And you know when it, when like
do they
music,
do this in the movie? Do they have Smooth
the
Criminal?
End, no. They didn't do Smooth Criminal yet. No, no. Not yet. But that's the thing.
That's part two.
There's two parts of this movie. But again, like watching it and hearing the music for it to give me goosebumps the way that it did. Well, and I wasn't even like some of this like Jackson 5 stuff and everything. I wasn't alive for that. So yeah. I've only seen it in, you know, YouTube videos and movies and things like that. But the stuff I do remember, the 80s Michael Jackson. Yeah, it was like.
Did they have it where he lit his hair on fire?
They did. So that's in the first part of the movie. And that was so much more serious than I think people remember. He almost died. So that part of the movie is so sad. And you're just like, oh,
I haven't
no,
drank Pepsi
Michael,
since.
No. Yeah. So that like. It literally gave me goosebumps multiple times, and I know that is a great standard for a movie. I will tell you the one thing that was weird. The one thing where multiple times I found myself saying, where's Janet? Like, why isn't Janet in the movie? Because, and we talked about that already a little bit, just how she didn't want to be in the movie, so there's no reference to Janet. But she was the baby of the Jackson family, and it was very well known that Janet Jackson was a cute little kid who followed around her big brothers. And they have LaToya in the movie, and they make reference to her quite a few times, but there's no Janet, and that, to me, just because I know Janet Jackson is such a big... I mean, outside of Michael, she's the second most famous, right? So it's like the fact that she's not even referenced in the movie
was it because
was
she
a little odd
didn't really want the movie to be made and like she had that tiff with them right
yeah
that
I,
she
I think like the family
didn't like that they were making the movie.
She has her own movie coming out. I guess that's the big thing is she has her own movie. She wanted too much control over this. Again, allegedly, they don't really know exactly what it was, but she is not in this movie. They don't reference her. She doesn't have anybody playing her or anything, so that was the one part where I was like, that's a little odd. But everything else, money. Oh, such a good
was
movie.
Was Bubbles in it?
Bubbles was my favorite part.
All
little
right.
AI
I'm
monkey.
Back in.
He was, and he just like jumps into it, and he has a diaper on the first time
right,
we
I'm
see
back
him.
In. I think
he's
I'll
so
see it
cute.
Now.
Oh, that monkey's adorable. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah,
of
I was just curious.
Monkey.
You know, I come like, with the hard-hitting questions about the Michael movie. Hair on fire, and was the monkey in it?
Well, you know what? Those are really important parts.
Those are
so,
big parts.
Yeah, I need
hey,
to. You
third,
need to.
Third
see
big
it.
Question: what'd you have for snacks while you were watching the movie?
Actually, we didn't have snacks because we went and ate before. So I had a big
weak.
Old fat steak and cheese sandwich from Snarf's. Actually, nothing weak
so
about
you
that.
Had gas
nothing weak about running. That. Are you kidding me? So good.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. Sounds
it was
like a
so
fun
good.
Movie.
So good.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, were we bamboozled yet again yesterday? I was talking about how Christina Aguilera, check that Aguilera, Christina Applegate was essentially on her deathbed.
Yeah.
The rumor mill was floating around. TMZ was talking about it. Well, she shared an update yesterday, thanking everyone for the outpouring of love and well wishes. And she says, health issues are a constant for me, but I'm a strong chick and I'm getting stronger and better every day.
Oh, that's good to hear.
That so is. I guess she's not on death's door. So.
Which is good.
That is great. She also posted a picture of a coffee mug with a her book, You With the Sad Eyes. Katie, have you read that yet?
I haven't read that one. No,
I'd
I've
like
heard
to.
A lot about it. I would, too. I've heard a lot about it. And she was one of my favorite actresses growing up. Like,
same.
You know? So
I saw her with Anchorman 1 and 2, and I loved her.
Yes.
Like, that was my childhood right there.
So I really hope that she just recovers, at least, you know, from what she was dealing with.
We should start a book club, Katie, and we'll get some people together.
I would love that.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Okay. Well, that lasted. Not at all.
Yeah, because I feel book clubs should involve like some sort of cocktails and stuff. And I think you can't do that. You can't.
No.
So,
well,
I'm out.
Drink tea.
That's all you can have is a cocktail.
It's probably the only reason I would show up.
Drink other things.
To hang out with a bunch of ladies and have cocktails.
Okay.
You'd be over there. Buzzkill. Sabrina Carpenter brought out Madonna at Coachella, and people are talking about this because they're watching the videos. They're going back and watching all this, and they're all like, why is nobody dancing? It's Sabrina Carpenter and Madonna. And if you look a little closer,
It's just another example of people being connected to their phones and not living in the moment, because every single person in the crowd was just standing there filming the iconic moment.
They're probably searching who Madonna was. They have no idea who she was.
But yeah, I saw some of these, and it's totally one of those moments where you're not present. You're not living in the moment. Instead, you're standing there filming instead of dancing and having the time of your life. It's a little sad.
It is. I'm so glad that I grew up in a time where phones, at least cell phones, were non-existent. Mm-hmm. So I know how to enjoy live music in a crowd. You know? So, yeah.
I catch myself from time to time, like if we go see a concert at Ball Arena or something, and I pull out my phone to like film it, I'm like, you know
why?
What? I'm not.
You know,
back in the pocket.
So I went to the Sublime concert this weekend, and I filmed my favorite ones just so I could put them in a playlist for my workout. And I have the live concert version of my favorite songs now.
Oh.
That is a
I was like,
okay.
The quality, that was the quality of the song.
Well, I just wanted to relive being there live, right? So that's it. I mean, it's still the song. I'm still hearing the song. It's just in a different version.
That's very unique. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
I didn't either.
Like, here's what I'm going
to
do.
I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Then I'm going to listen to it on my run, and I love it.
I like that, yeah.
For me, the concert videos are up there with the filming the fireworks on the 4th of July. Like, at what point in your life are you like, let's go back and watch the fireworks show from 04?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
The time
you know, I've never heard anyone say, oh, I've never seen that firework before.
Yeah. Nobody is saying
no
that.
No one says
all.
That.
So more news about Madonna as well. She's seeking help recovering her vintage stage costume that disappeared after her performance with Sabrina Carpenter. She wore items from her personal archives dating back 20 years to her 06 Coachella appearance, including a purple corset. A jacket, a dress, stockings, boots, gloves, gone.
Oh, no.
They're part of her history, she wrote in her Instagram story. So somebody snagged those and ran off with them.
Apparently someone did know who she was.
I'm putting these on eBay, so going on. I'm going to play you a little taste of some music that just came out. It is from an artist who has sadly passed away. I'll see if you can guess who it is. Here you go.
And you wrote.
Makes you want to get into a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster, right? Does it pick up? Ooh. That's Prince, you guys.
That's Prince? That's not Prince. What?
Prince. A single released from some unreleased recordings. It's called With This Tear. I'm crying when I listen to it.
Oh. But that's Prince.
Want to drive into
a
wall.
It doesn't. It gives me goosebumps.
Does
like,
it?
Prince has a voice of an
gives
angel.
Gives me indigestion.
And that's untapped Prince right there. I want to hear more.
You really?
I do.
That's
I want to
up there with
that
Let Me
song.
Watch Those Fireworks movies again.
Come on.
I don't see anyone saying, hey, let's listen to that new Prince.
I want to listen to
music.
That whole song. I'm going to listen to this on my run tomorrow.
Really? I don't know if it's running music.
I'm going to listen to this when I make myself throw up after a night of drinking.
This is going to be me running down Yosemite.
Oh, God.
No.
It's okay.
It's up there with like listening to Adele or something.
Yeah, again, a voice of an angel.
Ooh, that's rough. All right, what's the sports stuff?
Cool. Well, this was exciting. A Colorado Rockies fan went viral after a foul ball from Dodger slugger Teoscar Hernandez was hit directly towards him. And he had caught the foul ball with one hand, which is impressive in and of itself. But the other impressive feat was that in his other hand, he was holding his baby.
He had a baby,
couple-month-old daughter in his left arm. And he made the catch with one hand. And, Jer, I did grab sound for this. I don't know if you have it. You might have
you
to find it.
Me,
I know. I did not give you a heads up at all. It's okay. We don't have to talk about it at all. It's fine. But the impressive thing was that he caught it with one arm with the baby in his hand and didn't allow the baby to get hit at all. Like,
that's
unbelievable. The crowd went crazy, and he said he didn't even think anything of it because he was like, I just had the ball coming directly at me. It was more of a reflex, essentially.
Yeah.
And then he said the crowd went wild around him. He goes, oh, yeah, I guess what I did was kind of cool, actually. Yeah.
There's always, they pop up from time to time, these dads. That I saw one dad who was holding a beer and a baby and still caught the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't spill his beer.
How do you do that? Impressive.
Yeah, like, very impressive.
You know,
it's the dad power kind of thing.
That baby, yeah, exactly. And I love how the baby was all, like, drooling on the ball after, too.
Yes, yeah. Oh, directly to the child's mouth. Yeah,
yeah. I know.
He did give the ball to it was Joshua Tartar, I believe, was his name. Yep. So shout out to
sauce?
Him. The, like the sauce.
Yes.
You're a great dad, and you protected your baby, which
sure
is awesome.
Did. And go Rockies.
Well, they got
No, we don't need to talk about that. We do need to talk about Denver being the number one city for accidental landlords. Isn't that a funny
term?
What does that mean?
So that means people who are trying to sell their home, but they don't get a good enough offer. So instead, they end up renting it. They say, again, Denver is the number one city in the country for this, followed by Houston and then Austin. And experts are like, yeah, the market will bounce back. And blah, 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 blah. But right now, if you're renting, this is an important story to remember because a lot of landlords, I dealt with this when I was in Grand Junction. Our landlord just, you know, for their side hustle, wanted to rent out a house. It's a lot more work to rent out a house than just let's make some extra money, honey, you know, because if a water heater goes out, you only have so many days to replace it. Like, there's a lot of rules you have to follow being a landlord. So if you are going to do it.
I was a landlord for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a place that we rented out. And,
yeah. And I'm sure there were moments where it was too much of a hassle for what it was worth, right? Like, not all the time.
When one of the guys moved out from the place, we had to go in and, like, clean a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to clean up someone else's crap and how much money.
And then we had a renter in there who reached out when his lease was up, and he said, hey, I would actually like to buy this place. And we were like, okay.
You know what? You can have it.
Easy.
And yeah, that's what they're saying is a lot of people are just doing this until the market gets back up or, again, somebody will make an offer that they'll accept. But, hey, there you go. If you have a new landlord, now you know why. How about this one? Walmart plans to revamp 18 Colorado locations.
Mine was one of
them. Yeah, we were talking about how they've really upped their game at Walmart,
so
rolling
nice
back prices and then some. But you can expect things like an enhanced shopping experience with wider aisles, expanded order pickup services, updated vision centers and private consultation areas in the pharmacy and vision areas. But we were talking about how, like, they have entire bedrooms set up now. Like,
yeah, well, mine has a whole dining room.
Exactly.
Like, right in the back. There's, like, a whole table and chairs, and it's like it's kind of like got the old school department store feel.
Absolutely.
But still a Walmart. You
know? It's still a Walmart, but I mean, we never had the whole bed set up before, you know? So it is neat.
They've expanded their toy section, too, for grown men who still collect toys. But
do they have He-Man now?
They had He-Man.
Okay.
I was in there just this past weekend.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Yeah, I took a peek. He-Man.
Well, that's like, part of their $450 million upgrades.
Part of the problem is my wife was with me, and she said no.
So you had to sneak off.
I got to sneak in. No, I'm going to sneak in later this week.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, don't tell her.
So they're going to be doing that remodeling across Colorado over the next 5 years. So expect a lot of different locations to be upgraded and changed. The Colorado Rattlesnake Den is back.
I was watching the live cam.
Yes, giving you the heebie-jeebies.
I hate it.
Are emerging from their hibernation now. So, and yeah, people love watching them. I mean, this rattlesnake cam is so popular.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They were on their hibernation journey.
Well, that engagement, though, people wanting to watch was part of the reason they started it. It's out of Cal Poly. Professor Emily Taylor is the one who's really got this going. She studied rattlesnakes for 25 years, and she noticed that a lot of the research they had concerning rattlesnakes were when they knew humans were around them, right? So they knew that there were people around, so maybe they didn't exhibit the behaviors that were normal to them because of the humans. So that's why they started these cams, so that they just think they're by themselves. So this is their normal behavior.
Gotcha.
And we get to see it. I just thought it's fascinating, but more of an observing tactic.
They have little dance parties.
They do, exactly.
They're smoking cigarettes.
Little snake hats.
Foul mouthed.
This is so much fun.
There's a bunch of swingers.
We have a link on our Facebook page, so Jeremy, Katie, Josh, if you want to go check out that rattlesnake.
I'm looking at it now.
It is really interesting.
Don't want to fall in that. And they keep the area quiet and private, and they don't let
it undisclosed. Yeah.
You don't want to go over there and poke them or anything.
Well, no. You definitely don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of rattlesnakes out there, so be aware.
Swingers.
And then just one more thing. Remember, we told you about the speed cameras that they've been putting up north of the cities. This is I-25 between Meade and and berthed. Here's your second warning, because 28,000 drivers were busted for going too fast by these cameras. So again, these are all the warnings that they found. They're still tallying those those final numbers, but it does look like they're going to start charging people with fines. So just slow down is what they're asking you, and those fines will start at $75. So open your wallet if you're going to be going fast. Exactly. But there you go. There's
might
your
be time
high
to
high.
Bump up the speed limit.
No,
I would agree with that. I would agree with
what
that.
Do you
yeah.
mean?
Just let them go faster.
Well,
bump it up to 85.
Yeah, let them go 85.
The reason they're going slower is because there's been so many accidents in that area. And so the fact that they're making people pay.
See those speed cameras and they slam on their brakes.
No, and 90% of tickets have went down now since they put these cameras into effect. So
I'm team bump it up.
Bump
it up. 95 is what I'm saying.
No, they're keeping us safe, guys. I like what they're doing.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Yes, go! Let's light up these phone lines. Let's have some fun. This is just the best part of the show. We absolutely adore it. So if you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It'll get you in the studios for Fast Five. Always looking for the newbies, people that have never played before, maybe a little nervous, a little timid. Make today your day. Call us. Come on, 303-691-1649, all brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Go have some fun. So here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Want to play? Let's do it. 303-691-1649. Give us some examples of ones we've done in the past, Katie.
Yeah, you've asked for things like five things that cause road rage or five cities in North Dakota. I could do that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one that won it yesterday was Eric. He could name five well-known children's books after five other people tried to name them. No problem.
That one went for a minute.
That was funny.
Sure. Okay, listen, if you guys get placed on hold, do not hang up. Our producer Josh is in the next room working through all of these calls, so don't hang up. 303-691-1649. Now, if you in fact win Fast Five today, we will hand you a delightful prize. What we got?
All right, kids, get ready and get excited, because the parents will be winning a 4-pack of season passes to Eligis. So they've got a place to take you now all summer long. We love teaming up with the folks there at Eligis. So yeah, that is what you're winning if you can win Fast Five today.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you very much to those fine folks at Eliches. All right, 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1-16-49. Josh is trying to get everybody on hold here, and I think he's already talked to Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey. Kelsey, Kelsey.
Hello.
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 You called us. Why do you seem annoyed?
I was trying to unmute my phone.
Oh, okay. Hello.
All
right. Do you want me to put you back on hold?
No.
No.
All right. What are you doing today, annoyed Kelsey?
I am dropping the kids off at school this morning.
All right, good. Get them out of the house. What do you do after you drop them off?
I'm going to go get lunch ready for my younger two and go to an eye appointment after that.
Man, you are a busy lady, aren't you? Busy, busy day. All right. Well, let's have some fun and play some Fast Five. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. No sequels. In 10 seconds, give me five movies set in Las Vegas. Go.
I don't know. I don't know any. I can't think of a single one.
There's one, Vegas Vacation actually has it in the name.
Yes.
And then The Hangover, and then many more.
Casino.
I'm
sorry.
Easy. I lost that one.
Yeah. That's all right, Kelsey. You have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye.
You too.
Bye. Hi, Violet. Violet.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi.
Hi.
Good, how are you?
We're super dupes. What are you doing today?
I'm just taking my daughter to school.
Okay, good. You want to give her a little shout out?
Yeah, her name's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. You're all giggly today.
Yeah,
Violet.
You are.
Hi, kiddo.
I love that.
Yeah. What do you do after you drop Samantha off?
Cute.
I just go home and work.
You work?
I'll work from home.
That's nice. That's
yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
That's
work from home.
That's great because you can snack all day long. You know.
I can, and I can fold laundry and do the dishes and clean.
I'm sure your boss loves that.
I know.
That's great. We will pay you to do your laundry. All right, Violet, I got a good one for you. Since Katie was just talking about this movie that she saw last night, in 10 seconds, give me the titles to 5 Michael Jackson songs. Go!
Okay, Shirley, Dirty Diana, Man in the Mirror.
Man, you were on a good roll.
Not
too
bad. Did she say beat it? Your phone kind of cut out at the beginning.
I think you got 3.
3?
We needed 2 more, but yeah, that was still a good try.
Not bad.
Nice effort,
not bad
Violet.
At all, Violet. Have a great day. Thank you for playing.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye, Samantha.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Who do we got here? We got... Is it Melina?
Melina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
We're super dupes.
Me too.
You're super dupes too, good. I love the little note on my screen. Doing daily stuff.
Normal mom stuff.
Oh,
Tuesday things.
Take the day off. Don't do mom stuff today.
Yeah. If you could do anything today, what would it be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might need a nap after staying up late watching that Nuggets game.
Oh,
me too.
Don't remind me, Melina.
Bad.
No, not good.
Rudy Gobert, I don't like him, Melina.
Me neither.
Those timber puppies.
We don't like them.
We got the next one.
We do. Game 3 is all
That's
us.
Right.
Let's go.
Plenty of games left to play, right?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a game of
keeping
inches.
Keeping us on our toes.
It's a game of inches.
Game 7.
It's a game of inches. All right. What do I have for you? This one came in from a listener. I like it. In 10 seconds. Now, you can't name any of the Real Housewives, okay? Because I don't even know who they are. No Real Housewives. But I want you to list 5 famous wives in sitcoms. Sitcom wives. Ready, set, go.
Roseanne.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, this is hard. This is much harder than it seems.
As soon as you hang up, you're going to think of like 15.
I know.
I know.
You're like Marge Simpson, damn it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, duh.
Well, thank you so much for listening and having us on. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Melina. Go Nuggets.
Oh, who's been holding the longest? We got, Maria's been holding forever. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing right now?
I'm headed off to work. I just dropped off my son not too long ago, and he's like, Mom, good luck. I hope you win.
Oh.
How sweet. That's super cute. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know a lot about cars?
Not too much.
Boy. Well, a lot of these are iconic cars. In 10 seconds, give me 5 iconic American muscle cars. Go.
A Mustang, Charger,
yep.
A Challenger,
yep.
Monte Carlo.
Meh.
No. Oh my gosh.
Was that 3.5? Maybe giving that 4.
A little Pontiac GTO, maybe.
And I had,
Corvette.
I asked my husband about this the other day because I heard it on the radio and he named it so easy and I forgot all about it.
Yeah, the Chevelle, the Corvette. And many.
Oh
there's quite a few.
I am so sad. He's gonna be mad at me.
Well, you just tell him to knock it off. All right, Maria. Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's funny that she tested because I used this one just a couple days ago.
Yeah. No, she knew.
Ty.
Good morning.
What are you doing right now?
Good morning. I am taking one of my three sons to school because the other two are homesick with strep today. So.
Oh, God.
One for three today.
Whoa. It's just a matter of time before the rest of the house gets it.
This is Colton wants to say hello.
Oh, hi, Colton.
Yeah, correct.
Hi.
Hi. Take your vitamin C, buddy. Yeah. Take your vitamin C.
Don't go down with the rest of the team.
No.
You stay strong.
Stay strong. Ty, it's a little hard to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, is that better?
That's there a thousand go. Times better, buddy. Okay, okay. So your letter perfect. Is D, like D's nuts, okay?
Always.
Perfect.
10 seconds. Give me five cities or towns in Colorado that start with the letter D. Go.
Let's go Durango, Denver, Dillon, Decono, Dubuque.
Yeah.
Isn't Dubuque in
it's
Iowa?
Dubuque. You just said it wrong, Dubuque, but it is Dubuque, Colorado. It starts with a D.
What was the fourth one?
Dillon, which
no,
is it?
Said
yeah.
Decono.
You said Decono.
Dillon.
Durango. Yeah, those are all D's.
You know, you Dubuque mispronounced the last one, but I think we're going to give
on,
it to you anyway.
You got to give that to
yeah,
him.
We're in a good mood today.
Yeah. Let's go.
Winnie win!
Yes.
Well,
time's up. It's the third time we've been on, and we finally won it.
Oh, right on, buddy. Well, we love it when the newbies get through and win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh in the next room is going to come back and tell you about those Elitch's passes. Congrats.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ty.
Katie,
that was
we
fun.
Got her done.
We got her done
got
for
her
sure.
Done
yeah.
with the letter D,
that was
as
a good
in...
round. Do it.
D's nuts.
You just like saying that.
D's nuts. Hey, we're going to play again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Now, for those of you that have been listening to this morning show for a very long time, in fact, today is my 5,130th morning show.
Jeez.
In one way or another, here at Mix 100, 5130 for me. You've been following along for a long time, and you have followed me with my adventures with Nick Knack, my kids. Shoot, when I started here, I was dating Nick Knack, so we've gone through dating and engagement, and a couple kids, and a miscarriage, and deaths, and all sorts of stuff. I share a lot about Nick Knack on this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be no surprise to you to find out that I am very terrified of my wife.
I was wondering where this is going.
She runs the house,
that is
for
accurate.
Sure. She runs the house. She keeps us all in line. She is the keeper of the schedule. She's a far better parent than me.
At least you can admit it.
I will admit it. Yeah. She's tapped into the family for sure. And she's very tapped into making sure I stay healthy and I'm eating the right things. And this was funny last night because over this past weekend, we hosted a birthday at my house. It was for my mother-in-law. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying. but we got my mother-in-law this gigantic chocolate cake, okay? Big chocolate cake. And when it was all said and done and everybody left, she forgot to take the cake with her. So it was put downstairs in the fridge in the basement.
Mm.
Then we only really get into, you know, there's like beers in there and maybe a little overflow from upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, we took it down there. So yesterday I was getting ready to make dinner and I was like, oh, I was making fish last night. I was like, I'm going to run down and grab that fish out of the freezer. And I opened the door and that chocolate cake was sitting in there like half of
yeah.
it.
Staring at you.
And I was
you.
Like, oh, hells to the yes, I forgot we had this.
Yeah.
I forgot.
It's the secret cake.
I was like, oh, my God. We have chocolate cake. But then I also remembered, oh no, Nick Knack's home for the rest of the night.
Oh.
So I just filed it in the back of my mind. Went up, cooked dinner. We went on with our evening. Everything was fine and dandy. You know what I did? Because I'm so damn scared of my wife.
I imagine you cut a little sliver off the side so she wouldn't know.
No.
No? What did you
oh,
do?
Oh, I went all in when I finally went after
okay.
it.
Okay.
I waited until Nick Knack got in the shower for the evening last night. She fired that shower up about 7:45.
I
got
20
in.
Minutes.
And then, on top of that, I went onto my app for the indoor cameras, because we've got a couple in the basement, just to keep an eye on things when we're not home, you know. that's where the furnace and everything is. I went on and shut those cameras off. So it didn't pop up on her phone and say there's motion in the basement. She couldn't go back and watch. And I scampered, you guys. I don't scamper a lot. I scampered down to the kitchen and I opened up the spoon drawer.
Yeah.
And I didn't just grab a normal size spoon. There's like those serving spoons.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Big one, the big ones. Yeah.
For like, you know, your mashed potatoes yeah. or, you know, coleslaw or something at a barbecue. I grabbed that spoon.
Yeah.
And I scampered down to the basement and I opened that fridge and I cracked open that cake lid. And I what I did is I didn't want any frosting. So I took that giant spoon and I just kind of went through the middle and scooped the middle out.
You ruined
so
it.
I just,
why? I know.
And no joke. I was like a fat kid, man, who hasn't had cake in like months. I had so much cake in my mouth at one point. I thought, oh my God, I think I should have brought something down to drink with me because I'm going to choke.
You're going to choke on
cake. I looked
cake.
At the beers sitting in the fridge. I was like, I might have to crack open a cold one just to swallow this dry chocolate cake down.
You're like, that's not that bad, though.
I was like, I went through all this effort to run down and eat this cake when she wouldn't know. And she's going to find my bloated carcass in the basement because I choked on it. But I ate so much of that cake within roughly 60 seconds. I made that cake my biatch.
You made so many bad life decisions.
And then I sealed it back up and I ran back upstairs.
Oh my goodness.
And she didn't know I did it.
Well, she knows now, right? Like, you just kind of.
I even left the spoon in the container.
Just for a case.
And then just put the lid back on. Because I was like, maybe she'll go back for a second shower tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, you get a second chance for cake.
You know what backfired on me? Okay, so cake back in the fridge. I'm back upstairs like nothing ever went on. Turn the cameras back on. About 30 minutes later, my son, who is a teenage boy, he also remembered there was cake in the basement. So I got the alert on my phone, motion in the basement. He goes down and I'm watching him. He gets the cake out of the fridge and comes back upstairs into the kitchen. And then I wait a few seconds and he goes, where'd all the cake go? Why is only the middle eaten out of the cake? There's only frosting left. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. And at that point, Nick Nack was out of the shower and everything. So he's like, Dad, quit eating all the cake. And I was like, you called me out, you little punk.
Oh,
so needless to say, I was in so much trouble last night after it all finalized and went down. Like, you got to watch your cholesterol. What are you doing? Oh, I love cake so much, you guys.
Hey, kids.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, I'm cracking up. I went back and watched some of my camera footage in the basement. In that room with the fridge.
Yeah.
Right after I noticed that the cake was still in the fridge, I went and grabbed like a piece of paper towel and I put it over the camera before I even went and shut off the stream to the camera, just in case.
Why are you such a sneak?
I'm terrified of my wife.
What is she doing to you?
I'm terrified.
I am so glad I live by myself because the amount of work that you have to put in just to eat a
piece of chocolate cake.
I am so
glad I can go home
and eat a pint of ice cream straight.
That's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to do that in honor of Jeremy today.
Part of the problem is one, I was scared that I would get caught eating the cake. But two, I also knew, like I described, how I would be eating the cake.
Yeah.
Like of just a gluttonous slob.
Yeah.
And I think it was extra precaution to put the paper towel over the camera.
So you didn't have to see that. You know it wasn't going to be pretty.
I don't even want to see that.
You're like, it's not going to be pretty. I know it.
For all of you sending me the gif of the chunky kid from Matilda.
Percy, you can do it, Percy.
Matilda eating the chocolate cake with cake all over his face. Yes, that was me. That
can
is like
agree,
looking
though,
in a mirror.
That was the best looking piece of chocolate cake that ever.
That was a really
it was
good
perfection.
Like, seriously, on Matilda, that
really
was like
good.
Perfect.
You can tell
so.
That kid is not married with a mean wife.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Bruce has got it going on.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, if you look at the calendar, high school kids everywhere are starting to get a little bit stressed out about the P word.
What P
Pregnancy.
Word?
Pregnancy. No. Prom.
Well,
I mean, one can lean to the other.
I mean,
but
there was always that one. You know, there was always one in high school. Anyway. No, it's prom, you guys, and all the stress that revolves around prom, getting a date, getting the limo, the tux, where are we going to dinner, who's paying for all of this? And it seems like over the years, the expectations for prom just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Even just how you ask someone now has to be a huge production.
The promposals, yeah. Right? Case in point, this guy named Brecken Andrews from some school in Kansas, Seaman High School, the unfortunately named Seaman High School in Kansas, he reached out to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The people that run the Wienermobile, and he talked to Maggie Dawson, one of the people that run it. They're known as hot doggers, right? Mm-hmm. The people that run it. So he reached out to a hot dogger, asking if they could use the Wienermobile for prom transportation.
At Seaman High School, huh?
At Seaman High School.
That's what they wanted.
The whole story is so bad. It is so bad, right? Anyway, they looked into the schedule. They worked things around Brecken Andrews' prom schedule, and they said, yep, we're going to provide you free transportation to the dance. A lot of people take limos, but this year you get to just all pile into a giant hot dog for prom. How can you, like, that is like the pinnacle.
That's the best.
That's the best right there. You can't top that. But anyway, you see that rolling into school, and then you're like a nobody, you know,
You're
showing up in your mom's, you know, Cavalier or something.
Guess the Ghostbusters car doesn't work anymore.
Right. So I can't imagine being back in high school now as a student worrying about prom, because you got to go so, because it's an Instagram world, too.
I know, right? I know, yep. You got to do it for the gram.
We had a mom reach out to us yesterday. Her name was Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Cool. You're the sweetest in the sea. Would you go to prom with me?
Was that what you said back in 79 or something? Right. What?
When I graduated high school in 97, it was like, yo, let's go to prom together. Cool.
No joke.
Color.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Nowadays, it's like a big elaborate spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
But what about for the kids who are shy or are not into performative art?
Yeah.
It's not genuine. There's social media expectations. My prom's in 2 weeks. I said to my son, have you asked her yet? No, bruh. I didn't have a poster board.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you something.
You're gonna be going
alone. Melissa, hold on. So Melissa texted us yesterday and said something about your son is having a difficult time coming up with his promposal idea. Was that the gist of it?
Yeah, man, we have to find a piece of cardboard first. Let's do the first step here.
What's with the cardboard?
We get the cardboard, got the cardboard. It's about doing it in front of people. He's like, well, does somebody have to videotape it? Well, if you're an Instagram person, I guess, but it's just blown out of control. She's a sweet girl. She keeps talking about her dress to him. I'm like, that's her hint that she wants you to ask her.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, just ask her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You don't need a choreographed dance to do it.
No, it turns something fun and innocent into stressful.
Did you see the latest post? There was these boys that went out and rented a giant U-Haul moving truck, and they plastered big signs on the side of that, and it said, like, hey, Rachel, will you haul my butt to prom?
Oh, that's
so their big thing was that they rolled up in front of the girl's house in a U-Haul truck. And first of all, I don't know, how did they even rent that? They're not even old enough to get that, right?
You have to be 25 to rent a truck.
Yeah. But you're right. Are you a Gen... You'd be Gen X?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the end
it's
of Gen X.
Awkward and unnecessary.
I graduated in 98, and it was the same thing, Melissa. You know, more or less, it was just like it comes down to 2 weeks out, and then you're just asking your buddies, like, hey, you got any single girls that
you
would go with me?
Right? So you
That's
didn't
all
have to
it
go
was.
By yourself. Yeah.
That's
I mean, I
was.
Get some find it fun and creative, but it's exclusionary for people who don't have the time, the interest, or the money, or the social desire to do this crazy thing. But my son's like, Ma, why are you so mad about this? And I'm like,
you're like, because it's
not
ridiculous.
That I'm mad about it.
I love your accent.
I know. You sound very like he better listen to you.
I'm waiting for you to say a cuss word, so don't say a cuss word. All right?
My husband asked me how many times I was going to be bleeped out.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not do any bleeping. He is Melissa's.
No. Well, I'm just glad he's already at school and not listening to this on his drive-in. So
what was his plan? What was his plan with the cardboard then?
He's going to ask her. I don't know. I'm just backing up from it. I'm like, all right, let me know when you want to go rent a tux, if there's any still available.
Yeah, 2 weeks is so close. He's just going a poster? He's just holding a poster up?
Well, like some of them say things like, you're the sweetest in the sea. Would you go to prom with me? Like stupid stuff like that. Or like, I'm sweet on you, or I don't know.
Okay.
I got one.
I posted this the other day, and this woman named Alexis wrote in. She's obviously graduated years ago, but she said, at the time, my boyfriend put salted nut bars glued to a big poster board sign that said, I'd be nuts not to take you to the prom. She continued on the note and said, problem is I'm a severely allergic to peanuts.
Oh, no.
Like EpiPen level allergic. And he knew this. I still don't understand how he thought this was a good idea. And that was from Alexis out in Denver.
I mean, I'm all about the free chocolate, but come on. Let's get things moving.
He'd be better off to put on there, you take my breath away, right? If she's allergic to the nuts.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, what's your son's name? Give him a shout out. Melissa. Come on, give him a shout out.
EJ, if they're EJ. Not trying. Yeah, yeah. So
all right,
he'll get it. He's going to pull it off. He always does.
We're going to make this a podcast so you can share it with him later.
We'll see about that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to embarrass EJ this morning?
I just did in the last 5 minutes.
You've been doing it.
You're just on the air with us.
Melissa, you're the best.
You are a sweetheart, Melissa. Thank you for listening and thank you for writing us.
Have a good day, guys.
You right, too. You bye.
I swear I thought she was going to drop an F-bomb.
I was like, ready for it.
We talked. Yeah. We were ready for it.
Janessa wrote in and said, back in the day, my boyfriend thought it would be relatable to do his promposal at Costco. We went in and he got down on one knee in front of the $5 rotisserie chickens, pulled a little sign out of his pocket that said, you're a hot deal. Would you go to prom with me? She said, there's like 30 people watching. Somebody started clapping before I even answered. I said yes because I panicked. I'm looking back and realizing, man, this was stupid. That's Janessa.
That's right in my alley, though.
I'm not like, mad at that.
And I get chicken. Let's go.
Did you even go to prom, Katie?
I did. I went
to North Dakota. Was it your uncle?
Shut up. No, I went to prom with someone who wanted to go with my friend, but she didn't have good enough grades. So he took me instead, and then he took me to Super Pumper for a hot dog before the dance. Super Pumper was the gas station. And then we went
oddly
to go
enough,
to the
that
gas
was
station.
My nickname in high school.
And we got a hot dog. And then after the dance, we went and sat around a campfire.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your dress?
Very North Dakota.
In my dress. It was so North Dakota.
And then we rode a moose.
I know.
Drink some Molson.
Josh, did you go to prom? I'm sure you went to prom.
Yeah,
you
went to all the proms.
I went to bougie Valor prom.
Every prom I could go to. Yeah. It was fine. I did all the promposals. I was like the first generation of everybody wanted there on TikTok, or on Instagram or Twitter at the time. And so we had to make big deals. I remember decorating all the cars, going all out. We did one on the baseball field. I did one in the lunchroom where I did a skit with three other guys. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Come on, fellas, let's do a skit.
Yeah, we did a whole skit of asking the women at lunch. We had this thing called a business lunch, which was everybody was there at lunch, and we did it in front of everybody. The girls were so embarrassed, and then they all said yes, but that was a good one. That was a good prom, yeah.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
I am so glad we didn't have to do all that.
Katie.
I went to my buddy, Jeff.
I was like, Jeff had a girlfriend at the time. I was like, hey, does your girlfriend have any single friends?
Yeah,
He's
right?
like, yeah, I'll hook you up with so-and-so. And it was like 2 days later, I was with some random girl at prom.
Exactly. See, again, I went with someone who wanted to go with my friend. Like,
yeah. And we didn't have a super pumper at all. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on promposals? Tell that dog to shut up.
Sorry, I'm out walking. So I'll go on the other side. Hey, I think they're kind of silly, but whatever. But my son, who's now 29, he made his sister do the promposal.
What? Oh,
why do you make her do it?
Okay.
So
I can't get enough of those dogs.
Yeah, she was a volleyball coach out at a school in eastern Colorado.
Yeah.
And one of the girls played volleyball for her. And she thought it'd be cool for her to come to a big high school, Broomfield High, prom.
Ah, it's cute.
So she took blue cups because Broomfield's colors were blue. And in the volleyball net, put cups and spelled prom? And then he said, I have to ask my mom.
Yeah.
And so.
And then what happened?
Then they were at a volleyball game watching the freshman team play.
Are you running around a track right now?
Stood up in the crowd and told my daughter, hey, Miss Hornsby, my mom said I could go to your brother's prom.
And then what happened?
So she came with my daughter to our house, stayed overnight. Ooh. They went to dinner in the Macaroni Grill, and then they went to the gym, and that girl had the best prom of her life.
Aww. And then what happened?
It's so sweet.
Nothing, because they stayed at our house.
Yeah, nothing happened, Jeremy.
There was no super pumper at all. What a great story. That was really fun.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Thanks, Kim. Really appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here. Denver's Mix 100. Well, let me start by saying this is good news, but we were bamboozled yet again by false stories on the interwebs yesterday. Stories that were saying that Christina Applegate was essentially at death's door. Been in the hospital. Nobody's talking to her. She's not talking. She's going to die. Yesterday, she shared an update and said, hey, thank you for the outpouring of love and well wishes. Health is a constant issue for me, but I'm a strong chick and I'm getting stronger and better every day. And then she posted a picture of a cup of coffee and her book.
Okay.
You with the Sad Eyes.
Okay,
that's
so
really
she's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she's not, I don't think she's going to pass away. Well, this is good news.
It is very good news. And we worried because she's suffering from MS. And
really bad.
You know, the hospitalization caught us by surprise, and everyone just was hoping for the best. So this is good news.
This is great news.
Yeah.
Because I love me some Christina Applegate.
Same.
I love everything she's ever done. I was a huge Married with Children fan.
I know. So was I.
I'm getting a little tired of these stories that pop online, and then we talk about them, and then the next day we're like, oh, no, never mind. I'm getting a little tired of it.
Just when you make a big deal about it. When they make a big deal about it, it does lend us to believe that. I mean, it does. It kind of pulls one over on us, and it's not okay.
Well, everybody wants to be first now, not right.
And I was showing you yesterday when that gentleman from the soap opera passed away, and that was sad. He was only like 57 years old, but they were showing all the celebrities who were posting about his passing, and they had a picture of Mario Lopez. But it was like Mario Lopez with the halo effect around him.
You're like, wait a minute.
It made it look like Mario Lopez had passed away, and it caught me.
Not Mario Lopez.
No. You can't have Mario. The fact that news outlets make it so like clickbaity, I don't like that.
I'm sick of that too.
You really got to be careful.
I'm sick of social. Hey, side note, have you ever seen Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's
Day? Oh, yeah.
I have never seen it.
What?
I think it's one of Nick Nack's most favorite movies,
It
too.
Is absolutely.
I've never seen it.
One of the best movies.
Really?
Oh, so good. Because, she's like trying, she's on an adventure. The whole time. Like, she's just like, they're going to concerts, and she's got to take care of these children the whole time. And
I've never seen it.
Then they've got the guy, because it's like, she's babysitting the little girl who has the funny hat on, but her older brother, who doesn't need a babysitter, is just there, and he has a crush on Christina Applegate, right? So, it's a great, you have to watch it.
I'll watch any movie with a kid in a funny hat.
And report back. Let me know what you think.
Because definitely a fan of her in Anchorman. Veronica Corningstone,
yes.
Yeah, such a good movie. All right, what else is going on? Madonna is seeking help for recovering her vintage stage costume that disappeared after her Friday night performance at Coachella with Sabrina Carpenter. She says this outfit was from her personal archives dating back 20 years to her 06 Coachella appearance. Jacket, dress, stockings, boots, gloves, the whole nine. Somebody walked off with it.
Oh.
Well, that's a jerk move.
Yeah, it is.
That ain't right. Although she's getting up there, maybe she just forgot where she
was. I know. She's like, oh, it's in my tour bus the whole time. Never mind.
Never mind. I found it. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of music from a celebrity, an artist who has sadly passed away. See if you can guess who this is.
And you wrote every day.
It's called With This Tear.
Sounds great.
Makes you want to cry.
Is
actually Elvis Presley.
How are you doing?
Elvis sounds way different.
Prince.
Oh,
I hear
more?
The late great purple one in there.
I hear the line.
Yeah, the ones who said it. Now I hear his style there.
Makes you want to drive in front of a light.
No, that's Prince though. That does not make you. That makes you just get the tingles.
It makes you want to get in the back of.
That's an entertainer right there.
Makes you want to get back of one of those garbage trucks.
You're
with
crazy.
The crusher in the back.
You're crazy. That's an amazing song. That's an unheard Prince song.
Unheard of.
What?
I don't want to ever hear it again, honestly.
Well, you don't know music, then.
It wasn't too bad.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's good
seriously,
music.
Seriously, untapped music from Prince and you want to turn it off?
Yeah, it's good music.
That's
to, like, plug a toaster
again,
in and fill up a bathtub and get in the bathtub with the plugged-in toaster.
What do you have against Purple Rain? Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Purple Rain's a great
well,
song.
What is wrong
Fantastic.
With you? Like, that's still a great song. Did you hear those
that song
vocals
is crap.
In there? Okay.
Straight crap.
Okay.
He's
I'll give
been
you one
dead
more
for
thing.
A while. So.
Jelly Roll is training to run a marathon in November. This is how in into his fitness he's getting. He wants to run a full marathon now. He wants to get another 40 or 50 pounds off. He wants to cut off all of his skin because he's going to have the skin issues. And then he said he wants to do something crazy like get on the front of GQ, Rolling Stone, Vanity Fair, something, one sort of big publication with his shirt off. This is how much he is all in on getting in shape. I watched him the other night. He was at a wrestling event. What is it?
WWE. Yeah. It was a massive one.
Yeah, and he jumped off a chair or something and smashed some guy into a
table.
Body
slam Pat McAfee.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, dang, he's in shape now.
He looks good. It's almost unrecognizable. Like, obviously, without the face tattoos, I would never recognize him anymore. He looks so good. And if he wants to still shed 40 or 50 pounds, that's going to leave him at like 185. Like, he's doing.
He's getting crazy thin.
He's
good for
good.
Him running a marathon, because that's not an easy feat. So I just, good for him for having this fitness journey. Just, he keeps going with it, you know?
It is a journey, isn't it?
Consistency.
It
is. It's journey. All about that consistency.
You know what good running music is?
Huh. Did he just say, and you run?
Yes.
See?
Every day.
Yeah,
this is
perfect.
This is perfect
and
treadmill
it's good
music.
Running music.
When you run right into oncoming
no,
traffic.
No, see, I like
right.
feel like I'd be floating. Just
really?
Like almost flying.
Right into oncoming.
I'm running.
Just going to take a quick little run. I'll be right back.
You're so bad. I love Prince. I like that song.
There's a train. Quick, run in front of it.
I know.
Would you hold me to this?
Like,
sure.
It's hard to hear it over whatever stream you're playing.
I'd push my wife off of the bed.
No, that's what she's doing.
Poor Prince. Get off me.
We got sports today?
We do. Joshua Tartler, he is a guy that went crazy viral at the Rockies game last night because of a foul ball that he caught. And he caught it one-handed, and that's cool in and of itself. But in the other hand, he had his, like, month-old child, which is an unbelievable feat in and of itself to catch a ball while holding a baby. But doing that with one hand is awesome. It came off the All-Star, All-Stars bat, Teoscar Hernandez, who plays for the Dodgers.
Love him.
Oh, he's great. Great player. The crowd went absolutely nuts for this guy as they saw that he caught the ball and held onto his child, did not drop the baby. Don't worry. He then gave the baby the ball right afterwards, and she proceeded to put it all in her mouth
yeah.
and chew on
oh,
that
yeah.
baseball.
That was a teething toy for that baby.
It totally
after
was.
Not long, so.
So shout out to Joshua Tartler for catching the ball and not dropping his child.
Dad move.
Total. Dads are incredible. There are so
great
many videos of them doing that all at ballparks around the
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool dad move that he's able
yeah.
to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Way to go, Josh.
You know what music
Josh?
They put on after that?
What did they put
guess.
On?
Yes. Yeah. Still a great
song. Slow motion.
You're crazy to not love Prince. You're crazy.
That's how that baby was made.
Okay. Hey, Walmart plans to revamp 18 Colorado locations. So if you're going to head into the retailer, expect some newer stuff. They're going to enhance your shopping experience with wider aisles, expanded order pickup services, and new vision centers and pharmacy centers as well. So they're going to pump about $450 million into these store upgrades and remodeling in Colorado over the next 5 years. So expect to see it. I already see like full whole bedroom set up in Walmarts now. So they feel like they've been doing this for at least the last year. And Jeremy, you said your Walmart looks almost completely different. Yeah.
It's like a department store now.
Yeah.
Their toy aisle is fantastic.
Yeah. Find them in the He-Man section. And then the Colorado Rattlesnake Den is back. So they're emerging from hibernation. People love watching them too. Their engagement, people watching them on the website, is the reason the project is so famous. Emily Taylor, she's from Cal Poly. She's a professor out there. She's studied rattlesnakes for 25 years, and she started this stream. It was inspired by her seeing that snakes are much more than the venomous villains that they're portrayed as. But she also said a lot of the research that we have for rattlesnakes in particular are their behaviors around humans. So it is what they do when we see them, right? It's all what we've observed while they've been in captivity for us, so they know we're around. So this is different because the camera is in their location, right?
Totally.
So this is in their habitat. So they don't really know that. I mean, they're aware of the cameras, but they don't view a camera as a human.
It's not
right?
a potential
or
danger.
A threat, exactly.
CSU makes a really big deal of this. And I remember this when I was up there in Fort Collins, because that's where one of their caves are. And obviously, we don't know exactly where it is,
yeah.
but they study these, and they bring some of the rattlesnakes back to the campus and study them on campus and stuff. It's really cool to see how invested they are into keeping wildlife wild and safe with all the humans that are there at Horse Tooth and all
yeah,
that stuff. So
absolutely.
Really
and
cool.
There is a link
I wish
to...
I knew where that location was so I could wander into it when this song comes on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Again, did you find out where that location is so you can just go lay down?
I got you.
What your problem is with Prince today?
It's not
then
good.
You'll
it's
get
just
to,
a bad song.
It's
you'll
not
get
a
to
bad
meet
song.
Prince face to face and ask him.
Bad song.
Exactly.
Good song.
What he was
again,
thinking when he wrote that song.
What else you got?
Well, there is a link on our Facebook page for that Rattlesnake stream, by the way, if you want to check it out for yourself.
I love Purple Rain.
No, Prince in general. Red Corvette? Little Red Corvette?
Love it.
Come on. Like Prince
huge
is
fan. Prince?
My dad grew
love
up
Prince.
In the Twin Cities, and he played basketball with Prince, so.
Love basketball.
Well, I'm just saying,
whoa.
Like, yeah,
that song
like,
is
that's
not
my
good.
Dad. My dad's flex was he played basketball with Prince, and
so
like,
over that?
He played his music in our house growing up. So any Prince to me is just godsend, right? Like, it just that man could sing the phone book. So you over there talking smack about
books.
The late great Purple
no,
One?
No, I'm
we're
not talking smack about
problems.
Prince. That song sucks. Though.
We're about to have some problems, sir. But yeah, like, still, that's a great song. I don't care what you say, and that's about all I have. So there's your Mile High.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us each and every day. We are Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. And as we wind down the show, we like to send you off with three fun stories, which we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who's got the P today? Was it Katie?
I do have the P today, and it has to do with being outside, so I already love it. And this study coming out of Norway, they looked at about 2,500 people, and they found that spending time alone in nature reduces loneliness more effectively than social outdoor activities. So if you're out there hiking by yourself and really being one-on-one with the trees, that's going to help you out more than, say, if you're outside doing a game of cornhole with your buddy. Right? Like being one with nature is really proving to have the strongest benefits, especially when you're doing it solo. So they say too much isolation can be harmful. So careful about this. You don't want to be alone all the time because that could take away from all the benefits here. But if you're looking to really like refill your bucket, right? You need to recharge and you need to hit all the different parameters. Getting out there hiking and doing it by yourself for a little bit may be the route that you want to go. There's a lot of good research now that says so. So, yay!
Like you're the biggest hiker on the show. I mean, is this true?
Well, I think so. I think that when I want to go hiking, I want to go by myself because I like to spend time out there. I don't like people telling me that they want to leave. And that's the biggest downer is people
I'm
complaining.
I'm hungry. I got to pee.
Yeah. Everybody trying to leave the hiking place is usually what I come across. So when I go out there, I'm out there pretty much all day. So I think that. And they also say it allows you to really get into your mental space.
That's what I was going to think. It helps you kind of think about things clearer. You're out of the way from the noise of the city and the lights and everything. Everything's natural.
So it kind of quiets the mind.
Quiets your mind, yeah.
And helps you sort things. And also, you can notice the environment when you're by yourself, too, versus the conversation that you're having with your friends and whoever else is with you. So, yeah, they say there's a lot of good benefits.
You ever talk to the trees, the birds?
This is going to come off as a little crazy, but I definitely, like, when I'm walking by trees, sometimes I'll stop and I'll just put my hand on one and I'll just kind of like give it my energy and take its energy and just thank it for letting
Thanks,
me be
tree.
In its presence. No, really.
That is
like,
crazy.
Thank you
no, you're
for
right.
The-
that is crazy.
Hello, tree.
I do, though, like, because there is that cyclical
show me your
energy.
Sap.
Totally. Yeah.
Show me your sap. I'll show you mine. I'm Whoa. Just kidding. I don't do that with the trees.
You ever take
kidding.
Your shoes off and just walk around barefoot a little bit?
Yes, it's grounding.
Yeah, to ground yourself.
I do that. Absolutely. I like to do that when I'm out by waterfalls, too, and just put my mm-hmm. feet in the water and okay. just completely relax. It's amazing. So, yeah, I do like to do
you
all those
things.
You got to
get out into nature a little bit more,
You
I think.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would help.
I'm going to strip down naked, though, and then lay on the ground.
See, it's how you end up in jail, Jeremy.
Don't do that.
Ants! Ants!
You're not
There's
that
so many
alone.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, tree.
You're probably not going to find your inner peace in a jail
nope.
cell. I'm just saying.
All right. What's the minus?
All right, we're going back to talk a little bit about Madonna and that missing Coachella outfit. She says that the corset, is that what we're calling it? Corset, yes. The jacket, the dress, the stockings, and everything that she lost there actually was paying homage to her Coachella set that she did 20 years ago to the date. So she was at Coachella in 2006 wearing that exact same outfit, and she was so happy to wear it again. She says it was a full circle moment. Uh-huh. And then after the show, she did go back into her dressing room to try to find it and lost everything. I say it's because she probably should have kept that outfit 20 years ago. I think, you know, there's a time and date to wear that, and that was 20 years ago. So I'll say that I just took the outfit because it was not a good look for
Not
her.
For Madonna anymore?
I don't like I think you got to dress your age appropriate way.
Josh,
she
are
was
you
wearing...
telling women how to dress?
No. But I didn't.
Feels like
she was
is.
Wearing the exact same thing that
really
Sabrina was
like
wearing.
Is.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe 20 years ago, Madonna. Uh-huh. Sure. Mm. Jared, don't gang up on me. Stop this.
Harsh, man.
I mean, did you see her outfit, Katie?
I did.
Mean, she looks great. She
I
was
did.
Still rocking it.
I did. I told you She's yesterday.
Got a
rocking vibe
still.
I was shocked that Sabrina chose her. To go on stage.
That was another
really
thing.
Good.
No one else was dancing along because they were all Googling who
the
Madonna
outfit.
Was.
Madonna beautiful. Was. And she's so talented.
Look at
Jeremy smart.
Sticking up for Madonna.
Stop.
I would never tell any woman how to dress.
Of course
that's
you
a
wouldn't.
Josh thing, I guess.
Of course you wouldn't. That is a
that's
minus
probably
Josh.
Why you've
good
gone
job.
Through so many girlfriends. You've been telling them all how to dress?
Yeah. Yeah, every single one. Yep.
Put on this outfit, honey.
Yikes.
There
no.
you go.
No.
Would you email Josh at Mix100 if you want to send the hate mail?
Oh, stop. Not telling her how to dress.
Yeah, it feels like you were. All right, let's wrap things up with
Everybody
the interesting. Yeah.
For Madonna.
Nice working with you, Josh. There's a study finding that people who are trying to abstain from unhealthy foods end up watching more about them online. And surprisingly, they eat less afterwards.
Really?
Cross-model cessation? I don't know. Whatever. Basically, your brain gets enough satisfaction from just seeing the food that you don't have to dig in and eat it. I think that's really neat. It's up there with, like, when you get the cravings for coffee or even, like, unhealthy food, like cake, which I ate last night, mm-hmm. That you just go and smell it. And just smelling that food gives you the same satisfaction as eating it. But now you can take it a step further. Maybe you're craving a big old greasy hamburger with bacon on top, a lot of cheese. Go watch a YouTube video instead, and it'll satisfy your cravings. Then you'll go have a bowl of carrots.
Okay.
Or you'll just,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. So I will lay in bed, but right before I pick up my book to read, I'll kind of scroll on Facebook and look at their food reels. Like, my Facebook reels are all food influencers, and mm-hmm. so I'll, for, like, 15 minutes, look at those before I start reading. And you're right. It kind of, like, I don't eat before bed, but I do watch those videos, and maybe that's helping me not eat.
Could be.
Very I never well even thought be. About that.
You ever watched Uncle Roger?
I love his videos.
Uncle Roger.
He's so funny.
Where he critiques everybody that cooks.
Yeah.
It's so good. My son got me turned on.
Yeah,
what? You're putting a metal spoon in a Teflon pan. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Those are funny. He's
so
good.
He's good
stuff.
All right, guys, there you go. There's your positive, your minus. Josh definitely had the minus today. And the interesting here with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.